حضرت والا کے عارفان اشعار پیش خدمت ہے اور جس کا مضمون ہے میری زندگی پابند سنت رہے، میری زندگی پابند سنت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے، بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، کیسا سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، آمین، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، کیا بات کہی حضرت والا نے، ہائے ہائے، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میں جہاں بھی رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں، میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، اللہم آمین، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے، دنیا سے نفرت رہے اور تیرے نام سے لذت رہے، سبحان سبحان، نفرت اور لذت، ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے، بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے، میرے دل میں، میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میں کر رہا ہوں آپ لوگ سن رہے ہیں، لیکن حضرت والا نے کس یعنی کس حالت میں اس شعر کو لکھا ہوگا ذرا اندازہ کیجیے، ہم تصور نہیں کر سکتے، میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے، میری دنیا اے الفت الفت سلامت رہے میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے. عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا, عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا. اور کب؟ اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے, اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے. تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, تیری مرضی پہ, تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا, تیری مرضی, تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا. اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے, دل میں بھی حسرت نہیں رہنی چاہیے, چھوٹنے کا حسرت نہیں ہونا چاہیے. سبحان اللہ, کیا بات کہی, قربان جائے, کیا بات کہی, واہ واہ. اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے. اور سنیے, میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے, میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے, میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے, میری دنیا اے الفت سلامت رہے. دعا سنیے, روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا, روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا, روز و شب قلب اختر کی ہے یہ دعا. کیا دعا بھائی, کیا دعا ہوگی, شوق ہے نا سننے کا. میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے, سبحان اللہ, آمین, اللہم آمین, اللہم آمین. میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے, میرے مولا میری استقامت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے, بس میرے دل میں تیری محبت رہے. زندگی میری پابند سنت رہے.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى. In these ashar, very, very important, all Hazrat's ashar, Allah give us tawfiq that we read, listen to Hazrat's ashar regularly, and especially when we're making our zikr, if we know the ashar of Bahat, even better, if not, then from the kitab, but ponder on the meaning, and then make the zikr of Allah accordingly, and see how great our spiritual progress takes place. Gunas will just fall away from us. Like in autumn, where the leaves just fall away from the trees. Like that, gunas, and will not only fall away, the hatred of gunas will come into our hearts. And the love of deen will come into our hearts. And for that also, we should regularly make the dua also, the sunnah dua. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. O Allah, make iman beloved to me. Not only that I accept it, but be beloved to me. وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا, and beautify it in my heart. It must be so beautiful iman in all the aspects of iman. And at least the seven aspects which we read in Iman Mufassal, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala wal ba'athi ba'da maut. Together with the meaning of all of it. And those of the ulama, students of deen, should go more into the details in the hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that iman is 70 and some odd branches. And we should go through it from time to time and see whether my iman is according to all of that. So, وَزَيِّنْهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرِ. And O Allah, make kufr and all the things of kufr detectable, unlike hated in my heart. وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرِ وَالْفُسُوقُ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. All fisk and fujur, all guna also. Isyan, disobedience of Allah, that it must come in our hearts that we hate all those things. Not that we make mujahada and give it up, that is the initial stage. But we reach that stage where the hatred of it is, where we don't have any feeling for it at all. So that will come when we bring sunnahs into our lives. So Hazrat says that, Bas mere dil mein teri hi, teri muhabbat rahe. O Allah, make it that in my heart only your love is in my heart. All the ashar that we read also when making zikr are all the same also. That to ask for the love of Allah and that our hearts be saturated, be full of the love of Allah. No place for the love of ghairullah, anything besides Allah Ta'ala. Only the love of Allah. And even logically it should be so. Our greatest benefactor, our greatest being who gives us all our ni'mats. And in fact we should read this dua which we are taught also every morning, every evening. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik. O Allah, this morning I haven't made with any of the ni'mat, me or any of your creation. And at night, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin faminka wahdak. It's only and only from you. We are drowning in the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who from whom you get your benefit, Abdul Ihsan, banda, a slave, is the slave of those who show favors to you. And the real favors are only from Allah. So a person will automatically, willingly, with great love and shock, become a complete slave of Allah Ta'ala. Not a servant of Allah, a complete slave of Allah Ta'ala. A slave in this dunya, who is a slave of somebody. Today we can't understand that concept also, because there are no slaves anymore. But a slave, everything of his belongs to his master. More than the slave of this dunya, we are fully, more than that, we are slaves of Allah. The slave of this dunya, the master did not create him, did not make him. The master can't control his heartbeat, anything of his body. Allah, everything Allah alone made it. And everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. So we should then we become the true slaves of Allah, and this is the height of perfection, the height of enjoyment, the height of reality. The more a person realizes I'm the slave of Allah Ta'ala, the more he finds great perfection. And this Allah has blessed us that every rakat of our namaz, when we go in sajda, it should be that we have totally surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, most of us, sajda or standing or being in namaz, out of namaz is the same. We haven't done anything. But when we are in namaz, when we surrender to Allah, we lift up our hands, we stand and humble ourselves in front of Allah. قُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. With humility and humbleness we stand in front. قُومُوا لِلَّهِ, for Allah's sake. How many of us, we even think of Allah? So if we do that and we stand qanitin, that our shoulders are a little bit dropped, and that we, with humility, we are standing in front of Allah. And then read Surah Fatiha with the meanings, and then the ayat of the Quran Sharif, and see what joy it brings and what reality. Then going in ruku, then standing up again and going in sajda, and two sajdas Allah blessed us with namaz. And every rakat has got two sajdas. That was something really, if we work and understand, something that you really want and you enjoy. So according to your enjoyment, Allah gave you two sajdas. That twice you go so close to Allah. And we feel that our head is now at the feet of Rahman, of Allah Ta'ala. And also that we have surrendered ourselves totally to Allah Ta'ala. So that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala should be filled in our hearts. Bas mere dil mein teri muhabbat rahe, the love of Allah. And once the heart is filled with the love of Allah, then there is no place for ghairullah. For dunya, the things of this dunya, there will automatically be no place in that. Zindagi meri paabande sunnat rahe. This is in one aspect, the illat, the how we can acquire the muhabbat of Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you want the love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, the sunnah. Whoever will follow the sunnah, Allah will love that person. Easy way to get the love of Allah is to follow the sunnah. And every sunnah in its full detail is only love, is only goodness, benefit of our dunya, benefit of our deen, benefit of our akhirah. Every sunnah and everything which is against sunnah, a Western way of life, any other way of life, is only harm to a person. Sunnah is only goodness, filled with goodness. And any other way besides that is only destruction, detrimental to a person. So how much sunnah we get, so much the love of Allah will come. And to bring the sunnah in our life is also very easy. Is to read Durood Sharif Salawat. And start with 10 times, increase it to 50, 100, increase it more. The more we will read Durood, the more the sunnah's love will come. And when the love of sunnah will come, we will get the love of Allah. And once we have got the love of Allah, we have got everything. Everything we have acquired. So it's a very easy way. And Durood Sharif also, Salawat ala Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we read. One is the numbers that we read. And according to that, it will take so much time. And those very numbers that we are reading, if how much more with love, passion, and enjoyment we read, and we, in fact, visualize, we think we are standing in front of Rauza-i Mubarak. And with the adab there, that we are standing there, we are reading Durood so much faster, and so much higher, and so much greater our progress will be. So Allah, give us tawfiq. The easy way it has been shown to us. Samne aisa khawfe qiyamat rahe. And in front, such fear of Allah must be in our hearts. Today we don't think of qiyamat. We think, perhaps even for other people we don't think. All our marhumeen who are gone, who are in the qabr, they are close to us. Our parents, our brothers, our sisters, people who are close to us, and they are going through it. And it could have been me, I could have been there. No matter how old or how young I am, there are many people who are younger than me that have gone. I could have been gone already. And I should be in the qabr. And what should be my condition in the qabr? So such fear of Allah, we haven't got that at all. Ask ourselves, did I ever make dua to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, save me from the azab of the qabr? That should be in front of us all the time. Much more that I'm afraid I will get some sickness, some heart problem, some cancer problem, or any other sickness, or that I'll have some poverty in my life, or I'll have some problems with my family, or anything else, more we should be worried what will be in my qabr with me. On the day of Qiyamah, what it will be. I'll have to cross pull Sirat. How will I cross pull Sirat? That worry should be the greatest thing. Today, we make dua for somebody else, we make dua for ourselves, tole hayat, long life. And if somebody tells us what is a long life, what's the good of a long life if it is with all sicknesses and all problems in one life, then we add bil afiyah, that it must be with afiyah. And if we got a long life with afiyah, but in the disobedience of Allah, in gunas, what is the use of that long life? More we are going further from Allah Ta'ala. So we have that, the more we can have a short or long life, but in the pleasure of Allah, that Allah is pleased with us. And we ask for afiyat, we are greatly dependent. And with afiyat, then we work towards the pleasure of Allah. That must be our object and our purpose of life, to be pleasing Allah Ta'ala. So that we should be making dua for anyone else, our family, anyone. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. The coolness of the eyes, great enjoyment we must get from our family people, all our connections, all who are around us, we must have great enjoyment from them. And that must be not just to see they got a big house, they got a big car and that. Those are not the things. They are in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That is what we should have. And in that should be our love and our the coolness and the enjoyment of our hearts and the coolness of the eyes, that we see that our family members are also living their life according to deen. That must be in our heart. But unfortunately, we also, just like the people of dunya who are the kuffar, they also all just worry of dunya. That dunya must be enjoyable, must have all the fun and all the things of dunya. Deen, the kuffar, where are they going to think of it? We also, unfortunately, we don't think of deen, of qabr, of akhirat. That is what we should have in our hearts. Sab gunah se meri hifazat rahe. And that fear of Allah must be such that it brings the reality into us, that we save, that we get saved from gunas. All the gunas that we commit, yeah, perhaps a person, he finds enjoyment in the gunas. But the same gunas will turn into the flames of Jahannam in the qabr. The same gunas will turn into the snakes in the qabr, in the fire of Jahannam. So there we'll have to face that. So that is the fear we must have. In the qabr, if there is just one mosquito, yes, mosquito is really nothing, but if there is just one mosquito, how will be the life of the qabr? And if there are snakes there, and like a person who didn't pay his zakat, which means that he's a Muslim person, and he didn't pay his zakat, that punishment will turn in the form of a very poisonous snake. And it will keep on biting him and telling him, Ana kanzuk, I am your treasure. Taste me, how you enjoyed me. You didn't want to pay your zakat. Now taste, and it will bite that person. So staying in the qabr like that, how can a person ever think, how can we tolerate it? So Asamne, Aisa khauf qiyamat rahe, sab gunahon se meri hifazat rahe. If you want to get safe from all that azab in the qabr, then we must stay away from all gunas. And gunas are outward gunas also. Like, for example, womanizing, adultery, all other, gambling, whatever, all other types of gunas. And the other are inward gunas. And the outward gunas, a person knows. A person who is doing haram, adultery, he knows I'm doing wrong. But then the inside gunas, that a person is now pious. He's making even tahajjud, lot of ibadat. But now, riya and sum'ah, to do things for people's sake, has come into him. Now he's doing all that, but he's doing it for name and fame. He's doing it for that people must praise him, etc. And this comes such a way, and it's so hidden that a person cannot detect it also. He doesn't even know that riya has come into him. And all his big mujahada he's doing it for his own nafs, for his own pleasure. And that is a bigger guna than doing things and committing the other outward gunas. Or pride comes in a person. I'm better than other people. I make so much ibadat. And others don't make any ibadat. The others are in guna. I'm in ibadat. There's pride. And pride is of two types. One is to think that I'm better than other people. And this is also the same guna. The same amount of punishment that you don't think you are better, but you think I am pious. Just to think I'm pious, that is also a guna-e kabira. And that is also ujub. And that also, a person can't detect it also. But mashayikh detect it very easily. A person, for example, says that, see those people in how much guna they are, what kind of a life. What it means, I'm living a good life. I'm not in guna. And we are so guilty of this. And we can't detect it. And this, like a doctor can't treat himself. A dentist can't pull out his own teeth. He has to go to another dentist. An optician, he can't test his own eyes. He has to go to another optician. Like that, even if we have the knowledge of deen, we need a sheikh for this. And this we should seek and try and find out. We can't detect our own spiritual diseases. And we can't, more or less, we can't treat them ourselves. Until we don't go for treatment, we won't get treatment. And if a person dies in that condition, he dies in a very pitiable condition. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say that if a person is an alim, doing lot of work of deen also, whole day and night, everyone acknowledges great mujahada, but there was pride in him that came. He was doing it for name and fame, and he didn't know it himself also. What a sad case. Now when he dies, all that is no sawab. He did it for name and fame. He did it for worldly gain. He sold his religion, a very expensive, very thing, for nothing he sold his religion. Like a little child who found the father's safe open, and there was a shining diamond, and the children like shining things. He took that diamond playing with it, went out on the street, and those people selling ice cream, the ice cream vendor is going past. And that person sees that this person has got a diamond, this little child. And tells the child, I'll give you one ice cream, give me that stone of yours. For the child, the ice cream is very valuable, tasty. And that little stone is shining, but that he doesn't know the value. And it will give away that ice cream, that's a diamond, which has got ice cream factories in it. How many ice cream factories it has got? Not just one ice cream, but it doesn't know the value. The akhirat is much more valuable than all the diamonds put together. But we are giving it away for the sake of this dunya. Some for our lust and that. Some for hubbe. The diseases of dunya are two basically. Hubbe ja and hubbe maal. The things, the wealth of this dunya, or pride and that of this dunya, that is what we hanker after. So everyone, until we are not conscious of our islah, and all the time till maut, these things, shaitan is after us all the time, and to take us, mislead us completely, and a person doesn't realize that he's gone astray also. May jahan bhi rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, wherever I am, in whichever atmosphere I am, that is, even if I'm flying in the aeroplane and I'm all by myself, there also mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Now, next to me, maybe in the aeroplane, there is a lady sitting. Now I start with some conversation with her. or the air hostess comes and I start talking to her and unnecessary things I'm asking of her, bring this for me, bring that for me, all that, and you think nobody is watching you. So wherever we are, all the time, and this is what is called the isra of a person. He's concerned and worried wherever there are people around him or there isn't, whether his sheikh is around or not, or for the sheikh, whether his murids are around or not. But Allah is there all the time. And he's worried of that. Wherever I am, that my taqwa must remain salamat. That when I am overtaken with my lust, and I want to look at woman, my taqwa must be salamat. When I want to get involved in some intoxicants, my cigarette smoking, my drugs or whatever, Allah is there. My taqwa must remain in order. When I think I'm better than other people, at that time I realize that what am I? And I remind myself I'm the worst in Allah's creation. And then a person can get saved. So to have this consciousness all the time. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. That I have dunya. What is the one definition of dunya? Everything which makes you unmindful of akhirat, which turns you away from Allah Ta'ala. Even our namazes can be dunya. If we are making our namazes to show people, I'm busy making my namaz, I realize a certain person has come now, or that he and is watching my namaz. So I make my ruku longer now. I make my qiyam longer now. All that I do, all, I make my sajda more properly now. That namaz has become dunya now. So everything what I do must be only for Allah Ta'ala. And my sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe. And everything that distracts me from Allah, from akhirat, I must have hatred for that. Not only that I stay away from it, the hatred of it must come into me. How many of us, that we might be even mashayikh, but we even say, after I die, you'll appreciate me. So that is all for dunya's sake, that people must appreciate me. You won't be there anymore, but you still want that praise. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, said, to have this desire that my janaza must be very big, that is also riya. That people must talk. That person janaza, very big janaza, lot of people came. That is also dunya. So where are we? And we're not even thinking. We are so much involved in dunya that I want my sawane hayat to be written. That people must write my life story. And they must write this also. They must write that also. And in various ways, we encourage it, etc. So all that is very dangerous. If a person has reached that stage, like Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mahal Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, wrote his own Sawani Hayat, Abbiti. But if when your ikhlas is at that stage, there is absolutely no problem. There is great reward. But if it is for show, for people must praise, people must talk about me, then it is haram totally. And if it is to encourage people that they practice upon deen. But yeah, also easily shaitan will come to us that you are not doing it for your name and fame. You are doing it, people must practice. So a person has to be very careful, and the safe route for people like us is to make ihtiyat, to take the precautions. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lizzat rahe. This is how a person has to progress, that the enjoyment of the name of Allah is on his tongue. When he takes the name, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, I've seen those buzurgs of ours. Somebody else is making zikr and water comes in their mouth. They enjoy how that person is making la ilaha illallah. And they enjoy it. And we are such, when somebody else is making zikr, we get a pain in our stomach. And we get a pain in our head. So we are so allergic. One is a person is allergic to something, like fish, some people are allergic. So when fish is near them or something, then it has a negative effect on their body. But this is somebody else is making zikr and we can't stomach it. We can't tolerate it. This is bidat they are involved in. This is haram. This is shirk what they are doing. So that is our, whereas zikr is such a thing, if you see somebody else in zikr, you should enjoy it. You should get that enjoyment. And when you yourself make the zikr and get the enjoyment of the name of Allah, yeah, also we all should see that when I make zikr, do I get the enjoyment of the name of Allah? And this is also, we have to do it continuously. Just like, for example, many people, olive oil, they don't enjoy it. But you keep on having it, and then when you won't be able to stay without olive oil. There will be enjoyment in drinking that olive oil. And the benefits of it also are so great. There are many other things also. Even Zamzam water. Today, unfortunately, we don't get the pure, original Zamzam water. Otherwise, beginning, even children, like some family was in Makkah Sharif, and eating on the Dasturkhan. So, the one child told, give me the black Zamzam, the Coke. That is what they enjoy. The Coke they enjoy. The Pepsi they enjoy. And the Zamzam, they don't enjoy it. So a person, Allah makes it that a person can enjoy Zamzam. And then we can understand that you drink it to your stomach's full. How much you drink. And this also that it comes as Zamzam lima shurib. Zamzam, for whatever purpose you drink it, then your dua will be accepted. One person explained to us, this is not just drinking one finjan, that small glass of Zamzam, but you drink so much Zamzam that there is no more place left in your stomach. At that time, that is what Zamzam, then you make dua, and then see the effects of that dua. This is also to understand that, it's like that person who was blind, and he was in the mataf at Kaaba Sharif making dua for his eyesight. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf was also there. He passed and he heard this person making dua. And Hajjaj ibn Yusuf was notorious for killing so many people, taking their lives. And everyone feared him. So he told this person, by the next time I come around making my tawaf, if your eyesight is not restored, you are a dead person. I will kill you. So now he said that, I had an eye problem, now I got a life problem. Aankha masala tha, ab to jaan chali jayegi. So, what dua he made? By the next time the Hajjaj came past, his eyes were restored. That is what is called dua. We make dua with total ghaflat. And we say our duas are not getting accepted. Dua we have to make like that. So, this also, that love of Allah, our zikr, and we take the name of Allah, not just how we make zikr, and we are thinking of everything in the world, we are sleeping away middle of the zikr, with concentration, passion, devotion. Mere dil mein tera darde ulfat rahe, and in my heart, the literal translation, the pain of your love remains in my heart. And what it actually means, in my heart I get the great enjoyment of your and of your sweetness, the sweetness of your name. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Who can say that? A person who got that. There is our Shaykh's poem that he said, that Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. What a wonderful, enjoyable name the name of Allah is. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Tere aashiqo ka jamo meena. It is like those people who in the tavern, they are drinking their liquor, and how they pour from the jug into the glass, how they enjoy just holding the jug of the wine. As they are pouring it, they are enjoying it. As they put it to their lips, they enjoy much more than that the name of Allah. But we don't make an effort to reach there. We are just making our name, zikr, with ghaflat, with unmindfulness. When a person makes his zikr all the time, and we make zikr with those people who have found the state, then that will come into us also. And then we will, when we get that enjoyment of the zikr, then a person, for example, he's got engaged. His proposal has been accepted by a girl, Fatima. Now he is speaking. Before that, his sister's name was Fatima, his mother's name auntie. He didn't get the enjoyment in the name Fatima. But now he still only still proposed to that girl. And now Fatima, what enjoyment he gets in there. And Fatima is one name that has been spoiled very greatly by all people. Fatim, Fati, Fatlu, how many different all it has been spoiled. But now if anyone spoils it, he says, don't say like that. Say, and not Fatima, Fatima. He'll go to Qarisab and make sure his ta also comes out properly. Now he can't say Fatima and or Fatim. He gets cross somebody says it like that. The enjoyment he gets. And still he's only proposed. He hasn't still married. Nikah is not made. And she hasn't still come to him. And they're not still alone together. What that enjoyment. So the name of Allah, when a person realizes who Allah is and all the great qualities of the name of Allah, then when a person gets connected and gets Allah Ta'ala, and now he is with Allah Ta'ala, he gets nisbat and ma'iyat of Allah, that person is in a different world. That person who has got his wife the first night, he doesn't want to be disturbed in any way whatsoever. It's him and his wife. Much more than that is when a person has found Allah. And those who don't understand it, they say this person is a fanatic. This person is an extremist. This person, they don't know at all what the enjoyment is of the lizzat and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Tere dil mein tera darde ulfat rahe, meri dunya hai ulfat salamat rahe. And my life of love of Allah, let it be in order all the time. That I go to the masjid, I make my namazes. Eh? Not like, unfortunately, people of Palestine, there are no masjids left for them in Gaza. All have been bombed. Which masjid you going to? Eid namaz, what was the Eid day like? Eh? Juma namaz. And whenever we come for masjid, always make dua. Allah, keep our masjid safe. Keep the azan safe. How many places they stop and block the azan, etc. So all this, that my dunya of ulfat, to be able to read Quran Sharif, oh Allah, don't deprive me of my eyesight. Don't make me busy in other things that I don't get time to read Quran. Don't involve my heart that when I'm reading Quran, I'm thinking of all other things all the time. The person who got the enjoyment of zikrullah, of dua, ya Allah, meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. They make it that all the time, all this ibadat of mine can carry on with afiyat, salamati. It must not get upset in any way. My health goes now, my health is no more there. I can't manage it anymore. Those who get the enjoyment of sajda, and because of some knee problem, back problem, now they can't make sajda on the ground. How those people feel. So Allah save us that every sajda of ours must be on the ground and properly. Allah keep our dunya ulfat, that is the love of the deen, and we can practice our deen. Allah keep it salamat. Aashiqo, mera naam likh jayega. My name will be written in the list of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion, he saw Jibreel alayhi salam and he asked him, what you doing? He said, I'm writing all the names of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. He said, please write my name also, right at the bottom in one corner, but just fit me in also. After he completed the whole list, Ibrahim ibn Adam saw his name is at the top of the list. So our names be in the list of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. When will that happen? Apne amal par gar nadamat rahe. When a person all the time feels bad about his good actions. We made namaz, at the end what we read? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. A person who makes his namaz like that, not that he makes his namaz, my namazes are perfect. I made a perfect namaz. Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the day you felt I made a perfect namaz, that's your worst namaz of your life. And as long as you feel guilty, I didn't fulfill the rites of namaz. You did it. You tried your best. Your concentration was full. Ya Allah, I didn't do it properly. My zikr, oh Allah, I'm the worst munafis. I'm the worst person. Nothing of mine is right. You, as long as that feeling is, your name will be written amongst the ashiqeen. And the day you feel, I'm good, and I'm doing my things good, and I must tell other people, and others are bad, that you are far from the ashiqeen. You are far from the muti'een, from those who are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. When, as long as you have this nadamat in you, this feeling of guilt, Allah loves that. And when that comes into a person, the more we make tawbah, istighfar, Allah loves that person. So Allah give us that tawfiq also. Teri marzi par har arzu ho fida. What you want from us to do, O Allah, all my desires, I sacrifice them. What are my desires? I think like this. It must be like this. My desire is this. No, everything what you want, my Allah. Aur dil mein bhi uski na hasrat rahe. And I mustn't be even sorry about it, that I couldn't fulfill this desire of mine. That desire of mine, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, give up guna and don't even feel sorry that I have to give up guna. Feel happy I gave up guna. If a person gets saved from poison, he won't say that, what a pity I couldn't drink poison. He'll be happy I got saved from poison. So the poisonous food, which are doubtful foods, haram foods, etc., and all which got all the evil effects in that, a person should feel happy that he, not that I didn't eat, I'm feeling very bad, I missed that meal, I missed this samosa, I missed that pie or whatever. Whatever is haram, we must be happy I got saved from it. Not that we feel sorrowful that I didn't have it. Mere dil mein, mere bas, dil mein darde muhabbat rahe, O Allah. Let there be in my heart the pain of the love of Allah. And the pain means actually the love of Allah Ta'ala. And why is it painful? Because a person hasn't reached that level of Allah Ta'ala, that love of Allah which he wants to. He wants that complete love of Allah, and he's still far from that. And therefore, he's feeling still that pain in his heart. So all the time with that, and this is a sign that a person is progressing when he realizes, I haven't still reached anywhere. I've still a long way to go. And a person who feels that I've reached my destination, that person hasn't got the idea of what this path of tasawwuf and suluk and reaching Allah Ta'ala is. A person who feels that now I've accomplished everything. I got khilafat. And that khilafat goes to his head. That person hasn't reached anywhere whatsoever. And a person who feels that I got khilafat, I'm not fit for it at all. Where am I fit for it? I don't deserve anything whatsoever. That person will progress and go further. Meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. O Allah, this dunya of the love of Allah, all my deeni matters, keep them in order all the time. Let it not be upset in any way at any time. Roz shab qalbe akhtar ki hai ye dua. Hazrat says, all the time this is my dua. Day and night. Dua is when we lift up our hands also. Dua is after tilawat of Quran Sharif. Dua is after namaz. Dua is at iftari time. But dua is also all the time in the heart. While you are talking with somebody, there is a dua in your heart also. While you are walking, there is a dua in your heart. While you are eating, and you thought of somebody, a marhum who passed away, and while you're eating, you're making dua for him also. Ya Allah, make it easy for them in the qabr. Oh Allah, let them not be undergoing any difficulty, any hardship. Anyone, somebody is in the hospital, oh Allah, make it easy for them. Somebody is in a terminal illness. That illness which is now towards the end, oh Allah, make it easy for them. So this dua must be all the time in the heart of a person. Mere Maula, meri istiqamat rahe. And this is a great thing, and this dua all the time of istiqamat. We shall afar from making dua of istiqamat. We have istiqamat is after you have come on the right path. Now that right path must not be taken away. How much of us are even on the right path? The sirat-i-mustaqim, for which the whole Quran Sharif summary, khulasa, is in Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, the highlight of it is asking of sirat-i-mustaqim. Until our mort, we have to ask for sirat-i-mustaqim. If we got sirat-i-mustaqim, now give me istiqamat on it. Now give me taraqqi. But until I'm not on sirat-i-mustaqim, I'm thinking I'm on sirat-i-mustaqim. Our iman is still so faulty. Our namaz is so faulty. Where are we on sirat-i-mustaqim? And we all continuously make dua. And a person who has this realization, hopefully he will reach sirat-i-mustaqim. And if not, Allah will give him his maut. But before maut, Allah will put him on sirat-i-mustaqim. And a person who gets it before that, and the sign of it is, the more he thinks, I'm not on sirat-i-mustaqim. The more a person's iman is intact when he thinks, I haven't got iman. How many of the Sahaba, their conviction was that we are munafiqs. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who used to write wahi for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At one time, he met Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become a munafiq. Hazrat Abu Bakr, subhanallah, Hanzala munafiq. How can you say such a thing? He says, when we're in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our imani condition is different. When we are at home with our families, we with our business, our condition, isn't this nifaq? I got the same problem also. Come, let us go and ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they feared all the time. They were not content with what they have. And today we hardly ever ask any questions like that. It doesn't come to us. We are 100% perfect Muslims. We are the best Muslims in the world. And we are, Allah has favored us with so many namaths. And what namaths? One murid told his sheikh that we are in Allah, so many namaths we are in. And Allah doesn't punish us. The sheikh said, my child, so a young person, immature in the path, he says, we are in Allah's azab. And the biggest azab, we don't realize we are in azab. That we are away from the commands of Allah. We are breaking the laws of Allah. Dunya things which Allah is giving us, and we regard that as namaz. That Allah says clearly, it comes in the hadith, Allah gives to non-Muslims also all dunya things. And even presently, kuffar, how much haven't they got of dunya? What luxury are they living in? And in the past, Haman, Fir'aun, Qarun, what didn't Allah give? And Allah gives dunya to Muslims also. How many Muslims now got so much of dunya? In the past they had also. So that is mushtarak. Even the Muslims got, non-Muslims also. Even animals, how much are enjoying? Lion is the king of the jungle. He's also got all dunya's ni'mat there with him. The main is the ni'mat of deen. Those are the criteria it comes in the hadith, that Allah gives deen only to whom He loves. And whom Allah loves, He gives them iman. And the greater iman is sifat. Allah gives them to whom He loves. So when we have those qualities, the iman is sifat, then a person has got the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And that person has got it also, who has always got the fear it can be taken away, anytime. For I mustn't make the smallest mistake. And where he thinks also he makes a mistake, Tawbah, Ya Allah, make me maaf. Don't snatch away your favors from me. Anytime Allah can take it away. And who you think is very bad and low, Allah can take it from you and give it to him. And put him in that high position and put you in his position. Anytime Allah can do it. Who met one great buzurg. He says that now we're at the end of my life, but I have this fear anytime we can lose our iman. Till our maut doesn't come on iman, A person who has got the reality of Iman will fear that my Iman can be snatched away. How many of us think also that my Iman can be taken away? We like not even worried about our Iman, whether it's there, whether it's taken away. No thought about Iman also. A person who knows the value of Iman, right till the end, he'll be having this great worry of this Iman in him. Allah give us this reality. Let us appreciate the ash'ar of Hazrat and read them regularly. Make our zikr also and bring this reality into us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.